Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
On today's show, Blake Bauman of Gorilla Zen Fitness, a holistic personal trainer turned entrepreneur.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
So on today's show, I would like to welcome Blake Bauman. He's a holistic personal trainer and corrective exercise specialist. He works with clients globally. He's been featured on Blooming Wellness, TED Talks, and Wayne State University in Detroit as a writer and speaker. Blake's passionate about helping people master their health and become their own therapist. Now, I'm not going to lie, Blake. I stalked your Facebook page and I decided to pull a quote right from there because I feel like it's very representative of who you are and what you do so listeners can get to know you best. And that line is, knowledge without mileage is nothing. Can you tell me?
That's right.
Yeah, where did you come up with that?
You know, the common saying, knowledge is power. Most successful people know that knowledge is only power when it's applied practically. And, you know, it just kind of made sense to me. You know, you can know a lot about things. A lot of people get trapped in theory. Some people call that paralysis by analysis. People like always want to accumulate more information and more knowledge about something in hopes that they'll reach this point where they feel like they have enough knowledge to take action. But, you know, that knowledge only becomes reinforced and valuable when it's coupled with action. So, you know, that's kind of what that quote embodies. Knowledge without mileage is nothing. You need to actually do something with the knowledge that you have, you know.
Right. And so, you strike me as a serious action guy. Like, just if audience, you can request Blake on Facebook, Blake Bauman, B-O-W-M-A-N, and you'll just see right there on his Facebook page that he is all about action. You have a lot going on.
That's right. Yep. And you're all about action.
Yeah. And you're really, really passionate about what you're doing. So can you explain to everybody what is it exactly that your passion is and how you got into that?
Sure. Yeah. So I run a online business as well as a brick and mortar business. They're both in the fitness industry. And basically, I'm all about self-empowerment for people. I teach people how to take their health into their own hands and, like you said earlier, become their own therapist. Basically, my history is I used to be like a meathead when I was a teenager, when I was 18 and in college. I used to work out all the time. I got very, very muscular, and I started to accumulate injury after injury, even though I was getting stronger and stronger, and I had no idea why this was happening to me. And basically, this all culminated in a catastrophic injury that I had in my shoulder that required surgery, and then I wasn't working out for about 6 months, and the contrast between the way I was living before, working out every day, and not working out at all was very depressing for me, and it caused me to kind of look inward and search for answers. Why was I getting all these injuries? Why did I hurt myself even though I was getting stronger? I basically started to study physical therapy and a field of science called biomechanics, which is the way human bodies kind of move around. Discovered a lot about why I was injuring or getting injured, why this injury cycle was happening. And, you know, basically I fixed myself. I stopped experiencing injury after injury, and I actually remediated a lot of the injuries that I had. You know, once I did that to myself, I realized how valuable this information could be to people and how our medical system is really failing us because they don't tell you a lot of the things that I have learned and that I tell people about. We live in a culture now where we're more focused on curing things rather than preventing them. So the Western medicine approach, especially in orthopedics, is exactly that way. You know, we wait until something tears and then we try to fix it, and we don't really take any preventative action to stop it from occurring in the first place. So that's basically what I do. I help people optimize their well-being through something called corrective exercise, which is exercise designed to improve posture and movement, which subsequently will prevent injuries. So basically, I was getting hurt all the time and decided to fix myself. Now I help other people fix themselves.
You know what I really love about what you said? What I really loved is how you took something that was a personal passion, which was working out, and you learned something that, you know, was beneficial to you, something you were enjoying, and you learned something that was beneficial to you to solve a problem. And then, and then you took that on, that passion on as your own to share it with the world because you believe in it.
Yep. That's right.
And, you know, so many listeners can be out there right now listening and saying, well, you know, fitness isn't my thing. That's fine. It doesn't have to be fitness. It could be myriad other things.
That's right.
Yeah. What is it that you're doing in your life right now that you enjoy or you've discovered that you could share with others and it would change their lives? Because that's kind of where passion lies, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I would like to say something a second about what you just said about some people that are not into fitness. You know, everybody has a body, right? Everybody moves around. So even if you're not into fitness, you're still in your body. You know, you only have one place to live your whole life, and that's your body. So everybody that might not say they're into fitness, these things are still applicable to them. You know, it's no fun to be alive if the house that you have, which is your body, is falling apart, right? So I think that this awareness of how easy it is to actually prevent these injuries from occurring is very important for a lot of people because everybody has a body and these things can affect people of any age. You know, it happened to me when I was a teenager. But what was your second question there, Lynette?
Well, I'm just saying, well, first of all, I want to say to you, I am somebody when I read exactly what you are into, I relate so greatly because I have big issues with the tendons in my feet. Like I had four surgeries on an Achilles tendon and now I broke my other foot. I have issues with the tendons going into my toes. And I was thinking to myself right before I met you, I was thinking to myself that I need somebody to work on the whole person. And when we first spoke, you said, I fix broken people.
Yes.
Those words really, you know, resonate with me because that's how I feel right now. You know, I'm broken. And we all have our little issues that we're dealing with. But the other question I was saying, it was really a statement, I believe, which was just that people can take a passion that works for them and share it. And you know how that makes you feel when you do that.
Yeah. How does it make me feel?
Yeah.
So you're at?
Just how it makes people feel that. And let's say, okay, next question. Let's move on to this. You took something that you really enjoyed and you shared it with the world. What was that transition like for you? Did you have any hesitations moving into that direction or did you have any obstacles or challenges?
Oh yeah. I mean, definitely so what I do in the fitness industry is very niche. You know, you can go to a lot of personal trainers for things like fat loss and muscle gain, but there's not a lot of trainers that will work with you for postural improvement and injury prevention, things like that, things that are going to work on your alignment and structure. So I started off by, you know, opening a brick and mortar personal training studio and I had no clientele when I first opened up. So needless to say, anybody that knows anything about business, those first couple months of operation were very stressful for me because I had no positive cash flow. I had a lot of negative cash flow and, you know, it was very stressful for me to get this whole ball rolling. But now a year and a half into it, it's incredibly fulfilling. I tell my clients that I receive double compensation, and one is a monetary compensation for the services that I render, but the other form of compensation is not as tangible. It's like a personal fulfillment that I get knowing that I'm helping people improve their lives, much like I did to my own. So, does that answer that question?
Absolutely. And you know what's amazing about our conversation right now, Blake, is it's undeniable. Your passion is undeniable. Your intentions are undeniable. Your want to genuinely help people. I'm really moved by your sincerity. And I know my listeners are feeling it too. And we will have contact information because I know your bio says that you do this globally. So I'm sure you work with people online, like maybe through Skype or something else. I see that you do that, which, you know, people may be reaching out to you for some help.
Yeah. I mean, I have a popular YouTube channel. It's Gorilla Zen Fitness. That's the name of my business. If you type in Gorilla Zen Fitness, GURRILLAZEN, into YouTube, you should be able to find it. A lot of people butcher the name of that, but it's pretty easy to find. If you type in some variation of that, I'm sure you'll be able to find it. But yeah, I work with people through there, and I also have a custom application that people can download on their smartphone so that I can work with them remotely. But that's how I work with people globally.
That is super cool. But here's the thing, you know, you've only been with your business for a year and a half. That's actually a very short period of time to be successful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I truly believe that there's no better form of motivation than scarcity and putting yourself in situations in which you need to perform, you know, removing those safety nets, if you will. So when I started the business, I didn't have any clients, but I had committed. I put, you know, a security deposit down first and last month's rent in the studio that I was leasing. I purchased a bunch of equipment, told all my friends and family about it. At that point, there was no like turning back. I committed to it. And like I said, I don't think there's any form of motivation better than that. You know, when the lion's chasing you and when the lion is behind you running after you, you're never going to run or hustle faster ever in your life than when, once you commit to something like that.
Right.
So,
yes. And your intentions. You had purpose and you had intentions and you had drive, because that's the other common thread that in the interviews I've had this week is we've all been talking about, and I actually mentioned it on my reflection from last week, my Friday reflection, was that, you know, when you give 120% of yourself, when you give everything you have to something, it's typically enough, but not enough people kind of put that effort out into something to feel how great you're feeling right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that if something is worth doing in the first place, then it's worth doing 100%, right? Like if it's worth your time to even do it at all, then it's something that you should do with 100% of your being, passion, energy, focus, and drive, right?
Yeah.
So I think some people might spread themselves too thin sometimes with, you know, too much stuff going on, which I think can be sometimes be detrimental. I heard somebody use an analogy that your focus and your drive is like a flashlight, and you can control the beam of the flashlight. So if you have several things that you're working on, the beam is diffused and it's covering a wide surface area. And because of that, you don't get a very powerful light stream because it's being diffused across a wide area. And all of those things get subpar attention and focus. Whereas if you narrow it down to just a couple things, you narrow that beam, magnify the light, and now you have a lot more of a kind of a focused laser-like concentration on the things that you're working on, you know?
Yeah, that's a really good analogy. And Blake, you, I'm sure, have had some small and some big successes along the way. What is a success that made you feel like, okay, I can breathe a little bit. I am in this right direction. This is what I should be doing.
Yeah, so I guess the first success that I had was when I started to break even after like 3 months in business, which is not usually something that businesses accomplish that fast.
Right.
So that happened. That boosted my confidence a little bit. I started getting a couple of subscribers on YouTube here and there. These are all small victories. Some author that I used to read used to say that, like, appreciate all the small victories. So I think when you're first starting off a business venture, you really have to appreciate all those small victories. I think some people think they're going to hit it big right away. And, you know, they're going to have this major victory that brings them all this joy and fulfillment, when in reality, it's all of these really tiny, small victories, little small accomplishments that you really have to have reverence for and appreciate, because I think lots of times when you're first starting off, that's all you're going to get. So
yeah, like, you know, for us, for our podcast, right? In under a week, we made it onto New and Noteworthy. And then we were off New and Noteworthy a couple days later. But a couple days after that, which was only a couple days ago from where I am right now, we were back on.
Yeah.
And we're still there right now. And that's a nice small accomplishment. I know it's not much, but it's it's small, but it's huge to me right now. And today it looks like we are totally on track to beat our number of downloads in a day. We're probably over 2,000 downloads total right now, and we haven't been live for 2 weeks yet. So
yeah, that's awesome.
It's those small things that just keep you pushing forward. I understand exactly what you mean by that.
Yeah, and I would even say that those are, that's not even a small thing. That's a pretty big thing, considering the amount of time that you've been on been podcasting. You know, that's quite the large accomplishment. But yeah, I mean, it's things like that that keep you going, little things like that that keep your confidence up. And yeah, but, over time.
Yeah, but for you to be making money at 3 months in a business, that's a huge accomplishment too. See, that's the thing. It feels small to you when you're doing it. But to other people, it's pretty major accomplishment.
Yeah, I think that's something that like really driven people have in common too, is the fact that we all hold ourselves accountable and, you know, we hold ourselves to a very high standard. So even when we're accomplishing things that others would be very proud of or say that that's a great thing to accomplish, we hold ourselves so accountable and we have such high expectations that even sometimes those small victories for really driven people are not, they don't seem like that much, right?
Yeah, I wonder how my listeners are taking that in, because I'm envisioning an audience with so many different faces and so many different paths and so many different drive levels. So, So listeners, step up your game. You can do this. Blake did it. I'm doing it, right, Blake? They can do it.
Yeah, anybody can do it as long as you know what you want. And I think, Lynette, you would agree, just persistence is a extremely important value to have if you're ever considering starting a business venture. It's just, you got to be persistent and you got to be consistent too.
Yeah, what do you think you've learned about yourself in this process? Because it sounds like you came into the game pretty dedicated, driven, pretty persistent, if you were already somebody who was able to, you know, work out to that degree.
Yeah. Well, I think what I've learned about myself is that, especially living in a global marketplace in a day and age of information like what we're living in now, there are people out there that can relate to you no matter how weird you are, no matter what's going on with you. If you just start making content, people will find you if you put them on the right platforms. So if you're a wantrepreneur and you want to start some sort of business and you have no idea where to start, I think that one thing that I learned is that you can just start chronicling your life. People do this on YouTube and other platforms all the time with vlogs and things like that. Just start making content that kind of showcases your life, and you'll attract people that are very similar to you. So like I said, it doesn't matter how off the wall or weird your interests are, how particular they may be. There are people, and I would say a sizable chunk of people in the world that are just like you. And it really just comes down to being consistent and persistent, like I said a second ago. You know, if you start making vlogs like that, you know, detailing your life and sharing those details with people, you're going to get those small victories. You got to keep going, got to be persistent, and you just got to continue to put yourself out in the world there.
What do you think? You're giving great advice. So what do you think the best advice you've received along the way has been?
Say it's kind of akin or along the same lines of all this stuff that I've been saying here, you know, just,
isn't it great when we receive advice along the way and we make it and take it so personally that it becomes our own and we don't even remember where we got it from? I think that's the greatest compliment.
Yes. When it assimilates into your ideology and it's just part of you. Yeah. I think that a lot of advice that I've been given, I've done that with. But I think that, I don't know, advice, you have to be careful with advice too, because in the field of entrepreneurship, if you even want to call that a field, there's contradicting advice left and right. It's kind of like economics.
You need to make everything your own.
Yeah. I think that it's important to apply advice that you've received in your life. And if it works for you, then it works. But I don't think following all advice blindly is wise, right? You need to kind of discern what is worth giving merit to and what is not worth giving merit to. So I guess that's my advice, right? Or that was the best piece of advice that I was ever given. Be discerning with who you take advice from.
As a former English teacher and a writer, you appear to be extremely well-read
Is there a book that you could recommend to my audience?
Yeah, this book is kind of in the sphere of personal development and entrepreneurship, but it's by Seth Godin, and it's called The Icarus Deception. And it's just a great book for people that might be on the edge, you know, considering the entrepreneurship path. This book really catalyzed my decision to become an entrepreneur. It's an excellent book. It's called The Icarus Deception by Seth Godin.
Okay, excellent. And Seth Godin is so highly respected. So I need to read that book. That's another one. I'm building my list as I do my interviews here.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan of audible.com.
And me too.
I'm able to listen and do other work. So audience members, if you want to hook up with audible.com, you could do that actually through my website as well. What other tools do you use? Any internet-based or app-based that kind of helps you in your process?
Yeah, I mean, one of the tools that I use, and the 4-Hour Work Week. I don't know if I've ever said that.
By Tim Ferriss?
Yes. That's another great book that I was reading right when I decided to start my business that really changed things. But I learned about a couple apps in that book that it really helped with, efficiency. One thing that I, took away from that book and I use all the time now is Evernote, which is a note-taking application that, you can have on your computer that syncs with your mobile devices. And I just find that completely invaluable because I basically can take notes anywhere. I can write it on my computer. It goes to my phone. And it really cuts out all the paper that people need to, If you're taking notes all the time on things, having Evernote is makes it a lot more convenient. So that's one internet-based tool I use. Also, if you're thinking about starting a business, you're undoubtedly going to need some form of visual media, like pictures and things like that. And Canva is a really good website that you can go to that allows you to basically use their photo editing platform, which is what the whole website is, to make really awesome images. It's really easy to use, and it's comparable to a really powerful program like Adobe Photoshop or something like that. So if you are starting a business and you find that you need visual media images for your website and other materials, then I think that's a great place to kind of be self-sufficient, make your own images until you're ready to hire somebody like a graphic designer.
Okay. I will absolutely include that information in the show notes as well, because that sounds like a great opportunity for a lot of different people and a lot of different businesses.
Definitely.
Blake, this part of our show, we pick up the pace a little bit. I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions, 1-minute responses. And this is something that, and I'm sure you can understand as a trainer, how important it is to stay motivated. So I have broken that down into 3 steps for my listeners. It's first, envision it for yourself, then explore it, and then execute. So if somebody wants to do what you're doing or develop a passion in the way that you did, how can they envision that for themselves?
I think a really good way to envision something is to write a business plan, right? Write it out. Have it on something tangible so that you can look at, revise it, and kind of polish up your vision. So I think that coupling note-taking and writing out maybe a business plan with something like meditation and going on walks is really, really helpful. I think a lot of people, a lot of people will tell you to take your mind off of the subject at hand after you've thought about it a lot so that your subconscious can take over and deliver you ideas. So I think that if you're trying to envision something and you've, kind of racked your brain around that subject for a while and you're not coming up with any ideas, stop thinking about it. Go take your dog for a walk, go work out or something like that. And you probably will get some inspiration that'll just kind of come into your mind as a result of doing that.
Right. So let your mind be free, get the ideas in, and then map it out on paper where you can see it on paper.
Yes.
Okay. So how can they explore?
Yeah. So I think a good way to explore without extending yourself too much might be to shadow somebody. I've never done that before. I kind of just jumped right into it, but I wish that I had shadowed somebody just to have, learned from their experience. So I didn't have to learn everything the hard way when I got into business. Reading books about it is a good way because that kind of allows you to live vicariously through people. To try to study people that are doing what you're doing already. Try to spend as much time around those people as possible. Try to absorb the way they do things. Watch what they do on a daily basis. Learn their habits. See how they interact with people. and then just kind of assimilate that into your own life. That'll save you a lot of time and, you know, resources in the future.
Right. And audience, Blake is giving you some really powerful ideas here. It's giving chock full of answers here that are really beneficial. So what's the next step then in order to execute? What would be a good baby step?
Yeah, so I think a good baby step in regards to what I'm doing.
In regards either to what you're doing or, like you're saying, being an entrepreneur or just creating, taking a passion and creating something with it.
Yeah, I think a really good way, again, to do this, to start a business. That's what I'm passionate about. So that's what I'll use that as a medium to convey this message. But I think if you're starting a business, after you've done those things, it's wise to start in an atmosphere that doesn't overextend you. So like what I started doing before I opened up my own studio was I worked in a gym, right? So depending on, you know, your company's rules and non-compete contracts and things like that, I think that it would be wise to, you know, start cultivating a customer base, start doing what you want to do with people with no overhead. Maybe start an online business, maybe start a vlog or a blog. Before you commit to this thing wholeheartedly, get the ball rolling first, you know, start creating content, you know, get a WordPress website, get a domain name and start, you know, sharing your content with your family and friends. Something just to get the momentum going before you commit to it 100% financially and with all of your time too, you know, just like I said, get the ball rolling, get it going, get something going for yourself so you don't have to do all that right when you start.
You know, I do think I remember hearing John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire podcast. And I believe I do remember hearing him say, if you allot yourself only a short period of time to get tasks done, then that's the only amount of time that you're going to take to do it. So you'll accomplish things faster, which I think is what happened with you, because you had a deadline. You needed to make money because you had money out there. And for me, I did the opposite of what you just suggested, which was similar to what you did. I just 100% jumped in, but that's not for everybody. So I think starting slowly and not feeling as if you have too much invested that it's going to be overwhelming is really great advice.
Yeah, I think that I definitely understand what you're saying. Tim Ferriss actually talks about that a lot. I think it might be called the law of constraints or something like that. Like, you're going to get something done in the amount of time that you're given to do that thing. So if you shorten up that time by committing to something, I think that that is definitely a way to adapt very fast and get results very fast. But also what comes with that is a fairly high level of stress, right? I'm sure you can, you know, relate to me on that one.
Yes, absolutely. And I think John Lee Dumas does his, you know, he batches his interviews. So he does them all in one day and he allows himself only an hour each to complete whatever tasks he wants to complete within the interview and the editing. And because he does that, it allows him to get more done on other days because he allows himself less. And you know, John Lee Dumas, Tim Ferriss, Pat Flynn, they all kind of share those same philosophies and get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. Batching is another very important thing that Tim Ferriss talks about in the 4-Hour Work Week. So I think that's another very valuable thing that I kind of took away from that book too.
That's great. So Blake, if life is truly a process, which I can see the process of your life, I know you are early in life, but you've already talked to us about how you worked out, you had injuries, how you moved it forward to help people. This pushed you into an entrepreneurship. 5 years from now, where do you see yourself?
5 years from now, I see myself doing more public speaking, running international workshops where I kind of teach people my system in person and I allow them to, you know, demonstrate and participate in the audience so I can give them direct feedback. And I also just plan on having a business that is still exponentially growing and is much larger than it currently is now so that I can help more people in the world.
Well, I definitely think that you're off to a great start and you have a great cause and your niche is really needed. I know it's needed just because I frequent physical therapy myself and I have for the last 10 years for different things. And I definitely know that your line of thinking is something that I respect very much.
Yes, me too.
Good. What kind of closing advice would you give our listeners here?
Closing advice. Just listen to your heart. That's so cliche. People say that all the time, but don't, life's too short to spend it in a job that doesn't fulfill you. I meet people all the time that are, they feel like they're stuck in a job because of financial compensation. They think makes it worth it to stick around, even though they don't feel fulfilled. They're not happy. They're sitting in a cubicle under fluorescent lighting for 8 hours a day. Life's too short for that. Do something that you're passionate about. Do something that helps other people.
Great. So as far as contact information.
Gorilla Zen on YouTube. You can pretty much type that into Google and Gorilla Zen Fitness. Find me there. GorillaZen.com is my website. You can butcher the spelling of that. All of the butchered spelling variations will take you to the right website. Check me out on Instagram and Facebook too.
Okay.
And I'll be putting my own podcast as well, which is going to be called the Gorilla Zen Fitness Podcast. It's not up yet, but it will be shortly, within a couple of weeks here.
Excellent. And I will make sure to share your information on my show notes page. And when you get your podcast up and running, let us know. And we have a community on Facebook, Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. So we'll make you a part of that. And we can share that when you go live.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Blake. It's been awesome getting to know you.
Yes. Awesome getting to know you too, Lynette. Thank you.
Here's today's go-do, everybody. Blake just told us a story. He told us the story of who he was when he was a teenager and where his passion began. He told us how he turned that passion into entrepreneurship. I want you to think about the passions you've had in your life. I want you to think about your life process. Is there anything that you're truly passionate about that you can either turn into a new career or a new hobby that you will enjoy? So write it in a journal or write it on our Motivate Me Ultimate Support System community page. I'll be looking and I'm really interested to see what your results are. Don't forget, you motivate me. And I'm Lynette Rendon.